Welcome back. It is time to do the entertainment news, and we start off with Forbes magazine throwing some opinion into the pay scale of actors and actresses. They came out with a list of most overpaid actors and actresses for this year.
By overpaid, they mean they got paid the most and their movies did the worst?
Yeah. Let's see here. The data was compiled before the release of the summer's Grown Ups 2, which has which was a big hit.
It was?
And that was
a big hit?
Well, you know, it made money. Anyway, they are saying that compared to what they paid and compared to what the movies make, right?
She's not as active now, but Nicole Kidman used to be on this list. A lot of movies that didn't get big, and she was a name, so she got big money, and then the movie would flop. Yeah.
All right, Kevin James comes in at number five. He earns $6.10 for every dollar. His movies earn $6.10 for every dollar that he is paid.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What was his last movie?
No, I don't know.
The one with the monkey? The one where he worked at a zoo?
No, I think that was...
Zookeeper? Was that what it was called?
No, I think it was Bring the Boom or something
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. The wrestling movie.
Yeah, where he was...
Here Comes the Boom.
Here Comes the Boom. Yeah, I've heard it was good. I've never seen it yet. Nicolas Cage earned $6 for every... his movies earned $6 for every dollar he is paid. Reese Witherspoon, the movies earned $3.90 for every dollar she's paid. Katherine Heigl. Now, she was a big splash. She was a big flash in the pan, and then a couple of her movies just horribly bombed.
She's not a very good actor.
No, she's not.
She looks great,
cute. She's very attractive, but as far as a good actor, no. Her movies earn $3.50 for every dollar that she's been paid, and Adam Sandler, according to Forbes magazine, is the most overpaid actor for 2013.
And yet they let him keep making movies.
Yeah. Denzel Washington is on the list, along with Jennifer Aniston, Matt Damon, and Ryan Reynolds. Now, Denzel, though, I mean, I think Denzel Washington is a great actor. I love his movies.
He can play every man. Whatever you need, he's there.
Did you ever see Man on Fire?
Yes.
No. Oh, Man on Fire is it's not a feel good movie, but it is one of those. It's a great movie. I loved Man on Fire.
And now that I have Netflix, now that thousands of movies stream right to my TV, I saw Flight just a few nights ago, and Flight was good.
Flight was very good. It was one of those that was really disappointing, though, because you really, truly wanted him at the end when he's getting ready to go to trial. You wanted him to be clean and sober.
Right, you're rooting for him, and you didn't get that.
Oh, man. All right. So it also recently, the American Film Institute released it. It's going to be one of those days. Released its list of the top 10 movies and top TV shows of the year. Top TV shows. You ready?
Let's see if I watch any of these.
All right, we're going to do the top five because nobody cares more than that. Game of Thrones, HBO.
You know, I don't. I should, but I don't.
Boardwalk Empire.
Of course.
Also on HBO.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal, NBC.
Don't watch that.
And Arrested Development was the number one TV show.
This is according to who?
New York Magazine.
Well, it's not according to me, so I don't know.
And half of those you got to pay for a premium channel to watch.
And half of them I don't pay for. The top 10 movies according to the American Film Institute are American Hustle.
That hasn't come out yet. How can it be one of the top movies of the year?
They say
it's supposed to be great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of the Captain Phillips, Fruitvale Station, never even heard of it. Gravity, which I want to see. Her, never saw it. Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, Saving Mr. Banks, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Four of them haven't come out yet. The critics have seen them. We haven't seen them yet.
I want to be first in line to see American Hustle because I believe that is going to be good.
I think it is going to be good, too.
I've seen Captain Phillips. And there is a very disturbing part at the end of Captain Phillips after the wet team has wiped out the guys.
Yeah.
There's an extended scene of him in post-traumatic shock.
Yeah.
That lingers for a very long time. And
it's disturbing.
It's designed to unsettle you, and it does.
So two Tom Hanks movies on that list. He's in Saving Mr. Banks as well, which is going to be a big hit coming out here shortly.
The big news, of course, Metallica played an hour-long 10-song set in Antarctica on Sunday.
I'd play half of one song. I'd play the hook and then go back
inside. If you're going to go all that way, they didn't play outside. They played inside the dome or whatever those guys live in down there.
The film, they filmed the show and called it Freeze 'Em All, but it's unclear when the footage will be made available. In the meantime, they posted some photos on their website. So congratulations to Metallica, becoming the first band to perform on all seven continents. Maybe Garth Brooks will follow up, because it's official now. He is coming out of retirement. He told Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, quote, "You know what? Let's announce it. We're going on a world tour in 2014. He also appeared on The Talk. Well, that's going to do him a lot of good. And said it's going to be a three-year tour, and it'll make everything else he's ever done look small." Why? Why is he? Is it just a buildup to
He's probably bored. He did some shows in Vegas that were well-received. He's probably going to take that show on the road and add more bells and whistles to it.
Yeah. You think he'll be as big as he once was? You think he'll come back?
He'll
with
be a draw.
Thing?
You know whether he's going to record new material or not. I don't know, but he'll certainly be a draw in concert.
For
sure.
A while, he dominated country music.
A couple of thoughts about this. When you do a Vegas show, you can get away with really short sets because people have a short attention span in Las Vegas. They want to get back to gambling or to eating or whatever.
Eating, gambling.
So, but I mean, a 70-minute set is not going to cut it if you're going to take your act on the road.
He'll have to do a couple hours, maybe a three-hour show. What is Bruce Springsteen does? What, 4 hours sometimes?
Yeah, well, Springsteen is an anomaly. Springsteen is insane. The shows he puts on. if you've ever seen Springsteen in concert, it is amazing.
No,
the energy level that he has at his age to do those 3.5-4-hour shows with no intermission, and he's jumping around up there, and it's incredible.
Yep.
I also think, too, wouldn't Garth Brooks at this point in his career be better in the smaller theater-type setting than in the larger concert arena type thing?
We'll find out. If he sells out concerts and he sells out the arenas, more power to him. I just hope he leaves that alter ego alone, whatever that name was. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We coming back with the Stumper, the Wayback in the Day Machine, and some birthdays.
Google in the news. Google is planning to build an army of robots that will replace factory workers. Yeah. Yeah, when asked for comment, Apple said, "How can they sleep at night putting that many children out of work?"
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.